strange for you to hear a question like this, but if you can choose one person here in a Masters between the other seven you are here playing, which one you will choose to go out for dinner, and which question you would like to ask?
I'd go with Stan, and we would talk about kids. So we both have, so, and they keep on changing and create different situations every day. So that would probably be my pick.
Roger, here in the back. When you're in your late teens, early 20s, just the human body can do so many things. How are you able to sustain your level of fitness, your level of play, at your age, at this stage of your career?
Well, I mean, I guess I worked hard, you know, number one, to get as fit as I hoped to be one day, so I wouldn't lose matches because of fitness, and then understanding the body, listening to it, feeling it, understanding when is it close to be injured, when is it hurt but it's playable, and when is it fine to go still to be playing for days and weeks and hours on it. And then obviously you need the sleep, you need the rest, you need the stretching and the massage, but everything in doses, because if you do all too much and too crazy of that, you lose, in my opinion, you lose the motivation to play, because there goes so much effort into just playing a bit of tennis here and there. That can't be the case, because back in the day you would jump up and down for 2 minutes and go and play. The next thing you know is you're doing all these warm-ups and stretchings and sleeping and eating the right way to go play a little bit. It's not supposed to be that way, in my opinion. So I've always tried to keep the right balance, to keep the mind hungry to play.
Roger, this last year, the Olympics added slope style to their format, as far as bringing in new fans, trying to appeal to a younger generation. Do you think there's something that tennis can do to help bring in kids as fans, other than just getting them interested in playing the sport?
You mean at the Olympics, or just in general, new ideas?
Just drawing a comparison to what they've done, and then trying to bring in a younger demographic of fan.
Well, I mean, I think tennis does quite a bit, actually, try to inspire the young generation. I think actually a lot of federations and players and everybody, there's a lot of grassroots that goes into it, you know. Also racket manufacturers, ball manufacturers, everybody is trying really hard to attract the new generation. The thing is, it's just that there's more and more sports doing the same, so I think of course we lose some juniors in the process to other sports that are very exciting in different countries, but I think with the product that we have, if you can watch tennis live or you watch it on TV, I think it's a good sport to follow. Plus we play everywhere around the world, basically. We play for 11 months, so it has a great platform, but it's up to the tour and us, the players, to make sure we bring that spark over to the kids. But if you look at how many kids actually do play tennis in the world, actually, I think it's probably a big number, in my opinion.
Roger, you've had a lot of success since becoming a father. In the tournament weeks, when you're all together as a family, how do you balance the needs of being a father with, you know, all the recovery that you have to do? Do you get up at night? Do you, you know, if you have to, what do you do, what don't do?
It really depends on the schedule of my matches, and then has the match been 6-2, 6-2, was it 7-6 in the third, or was it 6-4 in the fifth? I mean, it has a bit of an impact, I must say. And then it's just about understanding what their schedule is a little bit, you know, deciding with Mirka what's best for them, and then I kind of blend in when, especially when I'm playing every day, like I have, let's say, in Basel, play from Wednesday to Sunday every single day. You go more into tournament rhythm, and you just, you know, try to put them to bed, you play with them in the morning, or you go for lunch with them if you have time. Otherwise, I'm at the course, and there's only so much I can do. and that's where vacation and all the other days are big. You know, I spend every single minute with them, and we do go out and about, and we go sightseeing, or we go see things that are exciting. So I mean, I'm very busy and very active, and I try to balance it as well as I can. You know, when I'm on the massage table, you know, I might be holding, you know, Leo for half an hour, then I hold Lenny for half an hour while I'm getting massaged. So everything's possible, really. So it's, but it really depends how tired and I am and how everybody else is feeling around me.
Roger, there's been a lot of talk this year about new players coming through, and Stan won the Australian Open, Marin Cilic won a Grand Slam. But you look at the rankings now, the top three, it's you, Rafa and Novak. If Murray has a good week here, he could finish the year as number four. Do you think when you're all fit that you are still clearly the best, the four of you, and that there is still a gap between you and the others?
I mean, the rankings kind of prove that at the moment that might be the case, but then again, I think the margins are so small that I feel like we always have to prove it ourselves time and time again. And definitely Murray wasn't Andy himself the first few months of the year. There was no doubt that it took him a while to get fully fit again after the surgery, and so I was very happy for him that he's doing so well again now at the end of the year, and he put in an unbelievable effort to be here. And now, like you said, he's even got a chance to go higher, and he's one of the favourites to win the tournament as well. So it's very interesting, and things can change very quickly in tennis. That's why I'm always very careful with predictions, but it's nice to see different faces at the World Tour Finals this year, with Raonic and Cilic and Nishikori. I don't know if I'm forgetting anybody else, but it's going to be interesting now how it's all going to play out. I think the groups are interesting as well, so time will tell. It's hard to predict, as you know.
Roger, how has your approach to the round robin format changed over the course of your 12 times you've qualified? How's it different now as it was compared to the first time?
Well, you definitely don't want to lose the first one, so that kind of puts you under pressure for the rest, and you don't even know it's in your hands anymore. So from that standpoint, you go out like it's a knockout system, really, in my opinion. And if you do lose one, it doesn't feel like the end of the world, but it kind of is. To be honest, I never felt good to lose and still be in a tournament. It feels very odd, because tennis, you lose, you leave. So from that standpoint, you go round by round, clearly, but the first one's crucial, in my opinion, and then you kind of go from there, and then once you're in the tournament, because usually the first rounds are so difficult as they are, because you don't know the conditions quite so well yet, and everybody struggles in the first rounds, and that's what's difficult as well on Fridays in Davis Cup. Everybody expects you to play like this final-like level of match, which is just not possible. Last year when I played Novak, we both didn't play very well, but it was a three-setter, it was close, and we fought with what we had, you know. But and that's where I think it's so hard for us, for all eight of us guys, to play another fellow top 10 player in like a first round. And that's why I do believe it's crucial that first win in the group.
Hi, Roger. You left. Yeah. Rafa Nadal has just gone on surgery. What do you expect for him for next season?
I mean, when Rafa plays, he's unbelievably good. So I expect him to be back to normal form. That means, playing for the biggest titles in the sport, and maintaining his ranking and moving up again. He's one of the best players we've ever had in our game, and I think that's what he expects from himself, and that's kind of what I hope we'll see again as well.
Roger, you lost to Raonic in Paris. I'm just wondering, over the years, what have you learned about like a rematch when you play a guy so soon, or even after losing to him for the first time?
Definitely you can catch guys in spells, especially when there's certain rankings, you know, like 1-8 or 2-7. We can play each other all of a sudden very often in quarters if the draw matches up that way. Or like when I played Joe Williams three straight Sundays here, from Paris, and then round robin here, and then in the finals as well. The good thing is that I'm not feeling badly, you know, like I lost because he played well, and you gotta accept that, and then like try to react to it. It's definitely harder trying to react to it than just going into the match like maybe Milos and saying, okay, I'll just do the same thing again, and that's hopefully going to be enough again. So it's definitely more up to me, I feel, than up to him potentially. But as I'm feeling good, I'm actually happy I get a chance for a rematch. Whereas if I wouldn't be having feeling well physically or confidence-wise, it would be much more difficult now to back it up against somebody you've just lost against. I'm looking forward to the match.
Roger, you are, with all due respects, by far most experienced man at playing World Top Finals here. But this year it's a kind of different dynamic because you possibly got another distraction coming straight afterwards.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What is he talking about? Okay, now yeah.
Could the Davis Cup final and, you know, winning that for the first time in your career, something you've never done before, could that be a distraction, even subconscious, to you this week?
I'd say not normally. Like you see that, honest, my reaction's real. And I'm totally not in that mood when I walk past French people, French players. I don't think of it. So that's a good thing. And that shows that I'm totally mentally focused on the World Tour Finals. And the only time where I could potentially see that even just slightly creeping into my mind is if I make it to like semis or finals here, because then, you know, then the Davis Cup is close, but still right now I feel like it's still somewhat far away, and during the round robin matches there's no way it's going to distract me.
Roger.
Yes.
You're probably going to have quite a big match here against Andy. You've played him three times at this event in London.
Is this the fourth or the third?
I think you've played him three times here and once in China this event. And when you've played him here, you've won quite handily every time. Do you think there's a particular reason for that? Is it possibly because he feels more pressure here, or because the crowd is sort of surprisingly, perhaps because you're in London?
I don't know. I mean, I was actually quite surprised how well I've played him here in the past, because I thought it was going to be hard. I thought maybe on a couple of occasions probably going to lose as well, but things went very well for me against Andy here in the past. I don't feel necessarily the surface is crazy helpful for me or for him. I think it's a very even court for any player. He plays well indoors, and there's no reason for him not to do very well here, and he's shown that in the past. So, I mean, we'll see now when we play in the second or in the third match, but clearly having him drawn into my group is always going to be tough. I mean, I have a difficult head-to-head with him, and clearly playing him in London is always a bigger challenge than somewhere else in the world, I would say.
Roger, you know Kenny's career when he was 70 years old, I think. And I think one of his strengths is backhand. Of course, you're single-handed, but in his opposed hand. But can you elaborate his backhand strengths?
Yeah, he's got a wonderful backhand. I think one of the best backhands in the game right now. Turns very well with it, moves well to it. When he has time, he can generate pace down the line, cross court. It doesn't matter. He can do it all. So he's got a nice one. Plus, he can slice. He's got enough feel, you know, so I really feel like he's going to be a player who's going to have a lot of success in the future. Yeah.
Thank you. We've always been stressed to you.